The Mishnah on Vav and Beis stated the rather famous line, when you have two others, other Rishon, other Sheni, so the halacha is that we read in other Sheni, and the Mishnah says, Ein bein adar harishon l'adar hasheni al kris megel matanos l'avyonim, that really there's no difference between the first and second adars, only difference is regarding kris megel and matanos l'avyonim, but other than that, the 2 months are equal in terms of simcha, in terms of Mishnechus other marim simcha, but Megillah and Matanos Avionim stand out. And the Gemara went on to say, who is our Mishnah really like? And one of the opinions that the Gemara said it can't be like is the opinion of Rav Elazar ben Rav Yossi, because Rav Elazar ben Rav Yossi says, in Kornas Abba Adar Hasheni, Shekol Mitzvah Shenogas Hasheni, Nogas Parishon, that if it was already read in the first month, you don't read it again in the second month. All the mitzvahs that apply in the second month also apply in the first month, including Kriyas and Megillah. The Tosfos looks a little bit closer at this idea of what does it mean that other Rishon and other Sheni are equal aside from Kriyas and Megillah and Matanos Avyonim. Is that really accurate? So Tosfos says, V'nir the Daik Medik Tani Mishnah Yesera Shekol Mitzvah Shenogas Pesheni Nogas Perishon Dimashma L'chadchila. Right, it sounds like from the wording of our Mishnah that all mitzvos that are observed on the second Adar are also observed on the first Adar, and that's mashma, that's even l'chadchila, meaning even the ideal, not just that you could do something, but it's l'chadchila. And some have the minhag based on this to have a day of mishta and simcha. I'm sure some people would like an extra day of a super msuda when there's two others, both on the 14th and 15th. And again, maybe that's even l'chadchila that you should have a suda. Again, if we're saying that there's no difference between the first and second Adar, except for Kriyas Megillah and Matanos Avyonim. But Toso says, V'rihidah the masni sinami mashmakein, v'kamar el mikr megel bavad. Right, and also Toso says that it definitely sounds like this from our Mishnah, since the only difference that's mentioned in our Mishnah is mikr megel and Matanos la'anim. V'chalav the inyan mishta of simcha. Zev is a shaven, right? Which implies that regarding mishta and simcha, the 2 months are equal. V'no lo nira, Toso says, but it's not accurate to say it this way. Taham rinan b'megamara, ha'linyan hespeh detainis, zev zeh shavin. But the Gemara elaborates in terms of what's the differences and similarities between the first and second Adar, and it says that regarding hespeh and tainis, that they are both equal, meaning you do not perform hespeh and tainis on either of these months. B'chal, the simcha of mishta leka, to imply that there is no inyan of Simcha and Mishta. Why? The Alkarchach lo talya ha beha. The italya ha beha lashminan the Mishta Simcha nahu gubuhu umemela naasar behespid. The reason that we can say this is because if they were sort of dependent on one another, so then the Gemara could have just said that there is Simcha, Mishta and Simcha on the first month, and if there's Mishta and Simcha in the first month, umemela hespid is asar. But since it only said that you don't do hespeid and tainis, so that would not also be logical to imply that you do have simcha and mishta. Da yamha remember Megillas tainis asur behespeid in behen mishta and simcha. And in fact, the days that are discussed in Megillas tainis that are asur behespeid, it doesn't have also there the inyan of simcha and mishta. V'chein halacha she'en tzarach lahachmir lasos mishta v'simcha by the Rishon. This is the halacha that a person does not need to be machmir in himself to have a sort of celebration, a suda, mishta and simcha on the other Rishon when Purim falls out on a leap year and it's other sheni.